Hi, my name is Shay, and I'm 9 years old, and I play the piano. And you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Shay. That was Shay, her very own self, playing our Kids Commute theme on her piano. If you'd like to be featured playing the Kids Commute theme on whatever instrument you play, find instructions, sheet music, everything you need to know at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of summer week, the last week of daily Kids Commute broadcast for this school year. We'll tell you how to hear more Kids Commute over the summer later in the show. Yesterday, we began listening to Vivaldi's version of summer music from the Four Seasons. Vivaldi had a nickname. He was known as the Red Priest. Why the Red Priest? Well, because he had very bright gingery hair, which apparently ran in his family. So how did Vivaldi become a priest? He was born on the same day as an earthquake and was dedicated to the church right away by his parents, meaning that he was destined to the priesthood. That was either because it was common for at least one child from a poor family to join the church, and Vivaldi's family was poor, but some people think it's because his mother was so scared about the earthquake and his ill health that she promised God he would join the church in hopes that he would live. Which, of course, he did. He stopped doing regular priest duties after a pretty short time. There's a story that said that he stopped in the middle of a service because he had this sudden inspiration to go write some music. So he ran off in the middle of the service, wrote the music, then came running back and finished the service. Apparently, his bosses thought he was just bananas, and so they totally banned him from holding church services from then on. However, according to Vivaldi, he had to leave in the middle of Mass several times because of his asthma. It was hard for him to breathe. It was a long time ago, so no one will ever know for sure, but let's just take Vivaldi's word for it. Moving on now to the Four Seasons, published in 1725, Vivaldi wrote one concerto for each season of 3 movements— a fast, a slow, and a fast. Yesterday, we heard the first fast movement. Today, we're going to hear the middle slow movement of Vivaldi's Summer. Remember that Vivaldi wrote poems to go with all of this music, so here is the poem for this particular piece. His limbs are now awakened from their repose by fear of lightning's flash and thunder's roar as gnats and flies buzz furiously around. Let's imagine that you are trying to take a nap outside on a sunny hill on a summery day. And while you're resting, though, there are all these annoying bugs around your face. That's kind of what this is musically. Here is the second movement from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Summer, the Adagio, which again just means slow.
Thank you.
That was the second slow movement, the Adagio from Vivaldi's Summer from the Four Seasons. I have a feeling that the weather is going to change with all that heavy weather, stickiness, and bugs flying around. I think there might be a storm coming on, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out. Well, kids commuters, it is the last week of Daily Kids Commute broadcast for the school year, but starting Monday, June 18th, you can be a part of our Kids Commute Summer Listening Program. We'll have special extended summer episodes with prizes and a big party at the end of the summer if you participate. You'll be able to find all the information on our website. The whole program is at kidscommute.org, or you can find it using our free mobile app, which you can get in the App Store or on Google Play by searching Interlochen Public Radio. Again, keep your eyes peeled. The whole thing starts Monday, June 18th. And since it's the last week of Kids Commute for the school year, no quizzes, no tests, no, tell you what, just text us the word summer to area code 231-237-7482, and we will send you a prize pack, just because. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.